What is up, guys, and welcome to another edition of the Mark and Mara Show. We the market one trade at a time. Hope everyone's having a great week out there, able to lock in some profits. On this episode, we're going to be talking about the future of crypto. We're going to give you an update on some of the things that I've seen in the news and what I think is some interesting moves in the crypto world. So let's jump to the first one. MasterCard is seeking to expand its crypto card tie-ups. So MasterCard will expand its cryptocurrency payment card program by seeking more partnerships with crypto firms. The company's head of crypto and blockchain said, even as the sector comes under scrutiny from regulators, the banks grow weary. MasterCard has already partnered with crypto exchange, including Binance, Nexo, and Gemini to offer crypto-linked payment cards in some countries. And the Binance cards allow users to make payments in traditional currencies funded by their cryptocurrency holdings on the exchange. And so the head of crypto for MasterCard said, we have dozens of partners around the world who offer crypto programs or crypto card programs, and they continue to expand. Providing access to crypto is a safe way, in a safe way, is also part of our value proposition, and we're continuing to do that. Banks have become weary of crypto clients after a number of big crypto firms collapsed last year, including bankruptcy of major exchange FTX. Meanwhile, U.S. regulators are increasing crackdowns on what they say is a lack of compliance in the market. I think it's very interesting, you know, what's going on in the crypto world. Seeing a lot of companies really get into cryptocurrency. Visa served its global credit card agreement with FTX, or severed its global credit card agreement with FTX. And then American Express, which had said in 2001 would be considering using crypto as a possible option to redeem reward points, in February said that is not see crypto replacing its main payment and lending services in the near term. So there are some companies or some payment services that are kind of, you know, thinking crypto is the future, and there are kind of other ones that are like, ah, I'm not really ready to jump into that. I think FTX kind of opened the eyes of a lot of different people. There were some people who got burned on FTX situation, like Visa in this case. But I think it's interesting that some companies are, you know, kind of rolling out their crypto platform and ramping it up, while others are kind of sitting on the sidelines. Next, we're going to talk about Coinbase. So recently, Coinbase in the news said it's going to open offshore crypto derivatives exchange. And so Coinbase is opening a derivatives exchange in Bermuda as part of an international expansion plan that comes as the publicly traded firm faces regulatory headwinds at home. It's going to be called Coinbase International Exchange. The new facility will initially let traders bet on the price of Bitcoin and Ether via perpetual futures contract with up to 5x leverage, and all trades will settle in the stablecoin USDC. And this was in a blog post about Coinbase. The move represents Coinbase's latest foray into derivative trading, one of the most popular corners of the global market, despite being effectively iced out of the U.S., where such activities require hefty oversight. And so, Coinbase in this blog post said, rest assured the Coinbase is committed to the U.S., but countries around the world are increasingly moving forward with a responsible crypto-forward regulatory framework to strategically position themselves as crypto hubs. We would like to see the U.S. take a similar approach instead of regulation by enforcement, which has led to a disappointing trend for crypto development in the U.S. So definitely, you know, very interesting standpoint that Coinbase is taking, especially very close to their earnings. That's going to be this week as well. I think it may be a very risky move for them. They're kind of going against the grain, with the U.S. and saying, hey, we're just going to go offshore so we can get more customers and basically build our bottom line. But, you know, kind of touting that, you know, they don't really want more regulations to be imposed. But I think it's kind of, you know, a nefarious thing for them to do, especially considering, you know, this is fresh off the FTX situation. So you can't fault, you know, users for wanting to protect their investments, especially when there's no FDIC insurance. for cryptocurrency like there is for bank accounts, and even having FDIC insurance, you're starting to see a lot of the bank collapses happening. So, you know, even with having the FDIC insurance, which covers up to $250,000 into your bank account, and people being above that and still losing money and still having banks collapse, and then having the FTX situation where, you know, if you had cryptocurrency and you were tied to it, you know, you just lost your cryptocurrency because it wasn't backed by anything. There was no guarantee on it. You know, I think people are just trying to find ways to protect their investment, not different ways to make money extremely quickly. And so, you know, really having futures or having global futures where you can bet on the price of Bitcoin or Ether, I think is a very reckless thing to do, saying you're going to bet on the price of Bitcoin and Ether. I think when it comes to investing, you know, it should be a sound investment based off some sort of due diligence for a long term or short term, depending on whatever your strategy is. But it should be based off some educated guess or on due diligence or both on how you're going to make that investment, because it's your money at the end of the day and you want to keep as much as possible. Knowing that investing is risky, trying to go and saying, you know, we're going to open this Coinbase International Exchange as a betting ring and we're going to do it offshore, isn't really giving the investors kind of hope that their money will be secured. Now, you can always go and take your money off the exchange and put it into a hardware wallet, which is always something, always an option for you to do as a crypto investor. But still, you know, I think a lot of people are looking for the exchanges to kind of give them a solution on securing their funds. So I think a lot of investors still hold money on exchanges, a large bulk of their money on exchanges. They may be using it for transactions. They may be selling, buying things from their friends or from different businesses. You may have a business and you just dump all your money into an exchange. If you're, you know, buying money from a business, you may not put it into a hardware wallet. You know, the crypto industry to me is kind of just like a self-banking thing. You kind of have to regulate yourself and keep up the tabs on that. I think even with people in just regular fiat currency, they don't really keep tabs on the money that they have. So I think having more education and just trying to help investors figure out a way that their money will be secure if they do jump into cryptocurrency will be a better, more viable solution forward than just saying, hey, we're going to give you more options or more ways to earn money faster. And so next, in the Census 2023, Julie Foster, or Forrester, who was one of the agents for the IRS or the spokesperson for the IRS, talked about having a 12-month time period for a crypto tax guideline. So the U.S. Internal Revenue Services hopes to issue crypto tax guideline ready in 12-ish months. This was from Judy Forrester. This is what she said during Consensus 2023. The Digital Asset Project director also said IRS is planning to change how it looks at cryptocurrency and wants to work with more with the industry. She also said she also stressed that her views are her own and not necessarily those of the IRS, and her five-person team was with her at Consensus, presumably moving through the convention center, talking to people about taxes and the U.S. agency and what they can do to help. While not considering to be fiat currency for federal tax purposes, cryptocurrencies are considered property, and in such, users are required to report their digital assets activity on their tax returns. She highlighted that the landscape for digital assets is evolving, an emphasis on the new increase communications between the agency and crypto community. In particular, she urged people to comment on the March proposal to tax non-fungible tokens or NFTs like other collectibles, and the comment period ends on June 9th. She also added that U.S. tax agency is also talking to some of its foreign counterparts about crypto taxation's best practices. So it seems like ultimately there is a path forward for, you know, taxing of this new digital economy that we have. I think taxing NFTs may be something that may be, you know, extremely difficult, especially considering there's no real regulatory price on an NFT. So, you could have an NFT of just a line on a piece of paper and itself for, 800 ETH. There's no real regulation on that. I think they're just trying to figure out a tax return through the US government on any form of digital currency. And I think they're considering NFTs part of the digital marketplace. So they're like, okay, we can, get taxes on the NFT collectible. So that may make it more difficult for people to get into NFTs, in my personal opinion. Especially when you have to pay gas fees, you have to pay minting fees, you have to have those coins on hand to do that. And then, you trade it or you sell it, and then you have to pay, gas fees. It's not like they're doing things to make it easier for these transactions to happen. It's just taxing on top of what you're already paying extra to do. And so, if you're not familiar with how to make NFTs, I have a course that talks about that. Make sure you check it out in the description down below. It talks about, get into the metaverse, all those things. But I think ultimately, it seems like the US is having a path forward on how to get into the crypto space and how to regulate it. I think, like I said earlier, the FTX situation, I think, shed a black eye on a lot of the crypto community. People who already thought cryptocurrency was bad, who did no due diligence or research, didn't even want to know how to do cryptocurrency, were kind of like, aha, I told you, cryptocurrency bad, paper money good, or fiat good. And then people who were in the cryptocurrency, market, who may have lost money, kind of were like, oh, well, maybe that person was right. I kind of lost money on this situation, so I'm out of it. I don't really want to learn any more about it. I'm just going to go back to fiat. And, it was definitely touched a lot of different people. I mean, even famous people lost money on the cryptocurrency FTX situation. So definitely very interesting overall. I think as the year progresses, and we get the FedNow app that is going to be issued out, I think that'll be a huge indicator for the government on how cryptocurrency works, and kind of their proof of concept for cryptocurrency moving forward. Definitely going to be an interesting ramp up to the end of the year, especially as the market starts to continue to go down. I think other people are going to be looking for different ways to kind of help their assets in the future, and cryptocurrency may be one way to do it. And I think people, or I think the government, is understanding that and trying to kind of make regulations to help those people who want to get into it, and then also, kind of mitigate some of the things, the bad actors in the crypto space as well. So, drop a comment down below. Tell me what you think about those moves in the crypto world. While you're down there, make sure you drop down, what is your favorite cryptocurrency? Which one are you watching? Which one do you think that has the most potential? It'll definitely help out whoever is down in the comment section. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.